It's episode 130, and we've got plugins for sortable HTML tables, invoicing, timelines, enhanced nav menus, and notification bars. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here.
And we're here to give you another thrilling episode. So right off the top, don't forget.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's always a lot. There's a never-ending supply of plugins from WordPress. You gotta love it.
Yeah, that's true.
We could probably get through
it. That's why people love this show, because there's so much that it's so hard to dig through it. You know, it's like digging through the garbage trying to find a tin can. You know, you gotta get in there. And so we do the dirty work so you don't have to.
That's it. So you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a few moments, please stop in at iTunes and give us a review. We would greatly appreciate it. It helps improve our rankings there. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, which so many more folks are these days, hit that little thumbs up in the button in the corner.
Yeah, there's. I got a note from somebody just on Twitter the other day. I think you were included in that as well. She mentioned us and Dustin Hartzler over at your website engineer. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on Stitcher. So thanks to them and everybody else that's listening out there.
All right. And as usual, right off the top, we like to let folks know that aside from providing this great show, which we love doing week after week, we also make our living with WordPress. I myself specialize in helping folks fix their broken WordPress websites or finding that unique functionality for their website and tweaking it just so that it does exactly what they want it to do. If you need emergency WordPress support or need help finding that, stop on by my website at wppro.ca, or you can pick up the phone at 818-850-7729.
That's right. And if you'd like to get me for some phone consultations, that's right. I'll talk you through any situation or talk you down from any ledge. I can help you out with WordPress. I just made that up. That's my new tag. That's going on my business card. If you need help with WordPress, podcasting, SEO, or just general internet marketing help, I use clarity.fm, but you don't have to go to that. You can just go to marcuscouch.com/call. Easy to book a conversation with me, and generally I do it the same day if you need it. So marcuscouch.com/call.
All right. And what else have we got up here? Well, we've got some listener feedback this week again, and it's always great when folks that get in there listening. And if you'd like to get in on this segment of our show, stop in at wppluginsa2z.com and hit the little SpeakPipe button in the side and leave us a quick message. Or if you're more inclined, record an MP3 file and just email it to us.
Cool. Yeah. So we got a couple of questions. I'm not sure we can help exactly with everything, but I was stumped with both of these.
All right. Well, let's take it away. Start out with Stuart. He's got a question on Twitter. And away we go.
Hi, guys. It's Stuart Nelson here from the UK. I just wanted to say I love the podcast, tune in every week. I find it really useful. But my question for you is, I'm currently building a site for some clients, and what I'd really like to do is be able to let users tweet straight to them. So currently on the contact page, I've got on one half, I've got a contact form, and the other half I'm using the Twitter widget. And what I've been trying to do is remove the feed, so at the top it just allows people to follow them if they're not already, but at the bottom they can just tweet straight to them. Unfortunately, because of the way Twitter built their widget, you can no longer use CSS to remove that section. So what I was wondering, is there a plugin out there that I could use that would let people tweet straight to my client? I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for all the work, guys. Cheers.
Well, you know, Stuart, I love your accent. It's almost tough to get through it, but I don't know of a plugin, but I seem to have recall running across something at one point in time or another that would allow you to tweet straight through like that.
The problem with that is that Twitter just changed their authentication.
Yeah, I know. They made it caused me no amount of grief on numerous websites when they when they killed their version 1 API. But the authentication that they've got now requires nothing more than going to Twitter and creating your own API. What the heck do they call it? An app on Twitter, and using the information they give you to put into your app, and more of, and all of the old Twitter plugins that didn't update have simply broken, and the newer ones have adapted to the new thing, which forces you to go into your Twitter and create a new app in your Twitter developer tools. So that's not going to be much of a problem, but tweeting directly off the website maybe possible. I just don't know. It's something that I would have to do some digging into to figure that one out.
Yeah, see, to me, I would think that you'd have the only real... There might be a back way in, which would be authentication through Twitter, mm-hmm. right? And you may be able to do it through... Oh, God. You might be able to do it through custom post types, and then make that feed with like a social thing that goes back into Twitter.
Some ways. There is one thing that comes to mind immediately though, when you think about doing that on a website, is that you are risking spammers finding it and trying to abuse it in a major way.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, another checkpoint there to stop it.
Another thing is oftentimes don't share like some of the social share plugins. Like when you hit share on Twitter, oftentimes doesn't it include the at whoever you want?
Yep.
In that?
Almost all.
Well, that might
be
a way to do it. Yep. Wouldn't that be a way to do it?
Yeah, one of those might work.
Backdoors through a social share plugin.
Yeah, like I said, there's got to be a way to do it. It's something I would probably spend a few hours on trying to find the right way to do it, but I imagine it's possible.
So
that's the answer we got for you, Stuart. Unfortunately, nothing quick and simple on that one. That one's gonna take a little bit of work.
Yeah, if you figure it out, Stuart, tell us, please. Yeah.
And as soon as I get somebody who wants it and wants to pay for my time to find it, I'll be happy to locate it for you. All right. So next up, we have a question from Orlando, who's looking for a Drupal type of plugin. Take it away, Orlando.
Hey guys, my name is Orlando, and I am a huge fan and avid listener of your podcast. I am currently working on a website that requires on-the-fly image manipulation and processing. The client is going to be uploading photos to the website, and the images have to be manipulated on the fly to create square images with shadows, round images, and pretty much anything that they require down the road as far as manipulating is concerned. Now, I used to develop in Drupal, and they had a module called Image Cache that did everything that I am looking for. I'm hoping you guys are familiar or with that, and possibly able to point me in the right direction for a plugin that would be able to do the same thing, or similar to that. That is, I've looked everywhere, I can't find it. So thanks a lot. I'm hoping you guys will be able to help me with that. Have a great day. Keep up the great work. Bye bye.
I looked at this image cache thing for Drupal, and I watched a video on it, and it even has these things called image cache actions. And John, here's what he's describing that he used to work with. Mm-hmm. Is you give it, let's just say you have thumbnails that get plastered on the front page of your site. Okay. Right. So we would call them like featured images thumbnails, right?
Right.
So what he's wanting to do is he uploads images into the system, and then on the fly, if it's say a thumbnail, it will know what aspect it is, either portrait or landscape, or what aspect it needs to be, rather. It will crop it on the fly, and then you can add like shadows and cool like beveling to it. And it does it in pretty much real time through these actions. And then there's all these guys out there that do these cool action, you know, swaps and forums that make it do different things and make it with different shapes and such. Does that exist in WordPress? My God, I wish it did.
No, but that sounds like a wonderful project for somebody to port that over to WordPress.
No kidding. I'm
and
gonna.
You can sell that as a premium plugin, easily making $40 or $50 per sale.
I'm sure that'd bring a lot of Drupal guys over.
It probably would.
You know?
Yeah, if that's what he's looking for, no, I haven't seen anything like that. I haven't even begun to look for something like that. Sorry, Orlando, you've hit us with something brand new.
Yeah, but I'm intrigued as heck about it. I mean, I'm looking into this heavily, and I know developers and guys who are kind of renegade coders who are looking to bite their teeth into something really cool like this, especially if there's already models of it out there. So, you know, we'll let you know if we come up with anything, but man, I'm certainly thankful that you brought it to my attention.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Orlando, and thanks a lot for listening to the show. We greatly appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's definitely one to find some coders to do. But yeah, that could be a premium plugin that would fetch some really decent money.
Yeah, in the back of my head, I was even going, man, maybe I should go to Drupal. For like a second, that little Drupal devil with the D on his chest came on my shoulder.
Yeah,
and then, the angel that looks... Yeah, the angel that looks like Matt Mullenweg came and beat him and said, what are you thinking? Come on. Drupal, come on.
Yeah, I looked at Drupal once, way back, about 5.5, 6 years ago now.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's all we got for you. And again, if you want to be featured in this segment of our show, folks, drop on into the website, leave us a speak pipe, or email us an MP3 file. We'll get you in here. Or send us an email with your question. We'll just read it out on the air. We don't mind. Either way.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right, so no big news for it this week, and I guess it's time to get into the fun stuff, the meat and potato time.
Time to rock.
All right, so the first plugin I've got off the bat here is something that I've kind of dreamed about in the past. It's called Navception. And this is a brand new plugin. It's only like 20 days old. When I downloaded, it had been downloaded less than 80 times. So it was like fresh. It's fresh meat, folks. And while I was digging through, and it's a plugin that enhances your navigation menus. And I've been looking for something like when I'm building menus, there's times when I have websites that'll use the same submenu, you know, the same stuff. Every time, the same sort of drop-down. Well, you have to recreate that on every single menu. Yeah. What this plugin allows you to create a menu, and you can call it my consistent drop-down menu for everything. Then you go create your new menu, and now you can click a button, and you can add that menu to this menu. So you can add menu 2 to menu 1, menu 2 to menu 3, menu 2 to menu 4, menu 2 to menu 5. Just a click of a button. You don't have to keep recreating it. And it worked very smoothly. I mean, I tested it across a couple of different areas and a couple of different sites just to be sure. I liked it. It was very simple. It was very easy. It made life great. This is one of those plugins that had everything, you know? It just had to go right to the top. This is a 5 Dragon rating plugin.
I love it. Yeah, actually, I can see here, just to describe some of the nuances that we're all used to, is it seems like, yeah, you just click, instead of just like click to add a post or a page to the menu, you're clicking a submenu and say, add that.
That's right.
Add the whole submenu I already set up. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's just great. Very simple. Very simple and straightforward. So give it a check out. It's called Navception. Brand new.
All right. Well, you know, you threw down the gauntlet early on me with the 5 Dragon rating here.
Yeah, usually I hide that near the end, but not today.
All right. Well, let me see if I can hit you with both guns here. This one is called CSV to sort table. Now, John, how much of a pain is it to make HTML tables in WordPress these days?
Oh, God, it's a nightmare. Yes.
Sucks, right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what this thing does. CSV to sort table, it's the kind of plugin that I found some uses in the back end that I'll talk about here at the tail end of this review. But here's what you do. You have a short code that's like this. CSV SRC equals, CSV source, right?
Right.
Equals whatever URL that your CSV file's at.
Hmm.
Okay? So it could be like marcuscouch.com/, you know, weeklysales.csv or weekly products or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? You get options in the short code to hide or show the top or bottom rows of this particular one.
Oh.
So what does it do? It makes this really cool shaded HTML table that you can click on the headings and it will sort it.
Oh my God.
On the fly. Yes.
Wow.
It will sort it on the fly. It does, if you have like links to... if you have like a URL within the CSV that has a link to something like a zip file or a PDF file, it instead will just put a PDF icon in that little table space right there. So they can just click that little icon of the PDF and download it rather than displaying the whole link. Mm-hmm. So, you ready for this?
Yep.
I hooked it into a static... or I should say dynamic link. No, it's static link from Dropbox.
Ooh.
So I saved a CSV file,
right,
put it in Dropbox, and then I went to Dropbox and I got the download link, went back to this in my WordPress and used that link to populate the CSV, which then made a sortable HTML table.
Right.
It works.
Holy smokes.
Okay. Now, I did have a little bit of an issue with resyncing because I changed it and then I, you know, made the Dropbox thing upload.
Yeah.
And that's a Dropbox issue. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the plugin itself because you could upload to an FTP and the second that you do, it's loading dynamically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a Dropbox like file cache issue. Yeah. I don't know what Dropbox does with that, but... But I don't know, you know, how, if Dropbox works the same as like Amazon S3. I've never used S3. And I also don't know Google Drive. I know that you can save stuff to Google Drive, and I think that you can have a public link for that too.
You can have a link for it.
Right. So what I'm trying to say is it basically works better than any table thing I've ever seen. I've tested it thoroughly. It completely rocks, and I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I have an idea that might work even better. Some hosting providers, such as servers that I use, they provide their own web directories that can be used.
Mm-hmm.
Like a person can set up their web directory directly to their website,
mm-hmm.
and you could put the CSV file in that and do your updates on your computer, and it would automatically be updated, and it would always have the latest file.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. That's why I wanted to do it via Dropbox, because then I thought not only I could update X file, but so could anybody else that's sharing that particular folder. And that holds true for anybody that uses this plugin, whether it be a company or whatever.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. So if you had a company thing where people are updating files, or you had daily inventories on a site that maybe people are logging in, or vendors or whatever.
Yeah.
This is your thing, and they can sort it. So they can sort it by color, brand, price, whatever you want to do.
That's very nice.
Yeah, and then see, you could make one other column in the CSV file, like the buy link or the order link or the reserve link or whatever you wanted. And so, I mean, try this out. Anybody who uses any kind of data that they sling into this thing, this is totally worth it. You got to be careful with your length, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Of your CSV file, if you have hundreds of thousands of entries, that's how long your page is going to be.
Yeah. Well,
but in itself, this thing rendered super fast, and so I loved it, and I hope everybody else does too.
I would highly recommend giving that a check out. All right, well, let's go from the highs to the lows. All right, I've got a plugin here. I was looking at bar notifications across the top of the website, you know, those different bars that you see on websites. And I tripped across the first one here, and it's called Fluid Notification Bar. And this one here started out to have some very nice promise, but after I loaded it up and took a look at it, in reality, it wasn't the greatest of a top notification bar. It was a inconsistently loading. It was limited in what you could do with it. You could only put so much text, maybe a link into it. You couldn't adjust the colors or anything on it. And the preset colors that were in it were just like the guy was colorblind when he created it. It was that kind of, you know, it was a developer did it, not a designer. That it pretty much explains it all.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes, but it could, it with some tweaking and some work to it, it could be a promising plugin. It is brand new, so he's got a long ways to go. So in the future, if he improves it, I'll come back and re-review it. But right now, I can only give it a 2 dragon rating. It's down there. Right now, not worth the usage. So, called Fluid Notification Bar.
Wow. Well, okay. I have one that's not so bad as that. It is called Lateral Press, and it is pretty new and not really downloaded too much. It is a Java-based design plugin that allows you to display an animated scrolling timeline of content relative to when you posted it, or you can do it by custom post type too. So you've got to take a look at the demo to really appreciate this thing, and we have a link in the show notes. It's called Lateral Press, so you can search for it in the repository as well. But it really does set up a really cool kind of scrolling downward timeline of events. And it animates from the sides as far as the featured image. It's kind of in a circular frame, and then on the right side kind of fades in the title as you're scrolling down. I thought it was really cool. And I also thought it would be nice, because you could do it by custom post type, you could make it into like a storybook. Or perhaps even like maybe even a quick tutorial, or even like a moving set of infographics, you know? So presentation-wise, I thought this was really good. It probably would even be good for an alternate to showing a company bio, or maybe even your portfolio as far as what you've done and when and how your company's evolved if you're a designer or a producer. So it was really nice. You know, again, it's Java, and I didn't even bother to check the memory usage on it, but this thing is a pig as far as load time goes. So for that, I gave it a 4 out of 5. But otherwise, I mean, if it was a little smaller footprint, but obviously I understand fading in JavaScript and HTML5 is, you know, pretty intense. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
All right, but it does look like something worth checking out. I kind of like the way it lays out.
Yeah.
All right, so the last one I've got here, this is a continuation of the last plugin, checking out notification bars. And this one here is called Foobar Lite. Now, Foobar has a premium version of its plugin, and this is a very nice plugin. Well, I'm going to discuss mostly the free version, although I have used and do use the premium version. So I can recommend moving on to that. But the freemium version, the free version of it that you download, is very nice. It gives you some decent settings for the plugin. It allows you to put in good HTML. It allows you to color coordinate and change the way the bar looks. There's just a couple of limitations to the bar. One, with the free version, you're stuck with the Foobar logo, because of course you take the shiny trinket, you got to give them some credit. So the other thing is that it automatically pops out, or it's automatically back and someone would have to click to pop out. And the other problem with the free version is that you're limited to one bar and one bar only. But if you only need one bar and have it shown across your entire site, this is a great one for you. It allows you to also do a little tweaking with the jQuery to get it to load better and to not interfere with other plugins when it loads. So they give you a few controls over that. So other than that, it's pretty nice. I like the way this plugin works as the free version, but the premium version, I really enjoy. The premium version allows you to make multiple plugins or multiple bars, to assign those bars to specific pages, to color coordinate the different bars to do what you want them to do, to, oh, I'm trying to remember. It just went out of my head. Oh, it's also, they've got coming for the premium version, they've got stats tracking. So you can track the stats on how often the bars show and if people click on the links within the bars. So there's a lot coming with the premium version. So it's highly worth checking into the premium version. But if you just need a simple bar up at the top of your page, check out the free version. All in all, pretty great little plugin. It's called FooBar, Light Notification Bar. Rating, 3 dragons.
I like it because the FooBar message, or whatever the message is at the top, is full HTML. Yep. Which means that you could also use icons in it as well.
Yeah, you can use icons and other. I've done that on sites. Another cool thing about it is if the message gets too long for the width of your site, it starts scrolling.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool when I discovered that.
Yeah. So it's purely driven on just the messages that you save, correct?
Yeah.
It doesn't do any intuitive from feeding from your posts or things like that.
I believe the premium version has stuff to allow you to do some intuitive stuff with it.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great if that could actually not only integrate the messages that you have for bulletins or what have you, breaking news, whatever you want it, but also incorporate the latest posts into that little top bar as well to garner some attention to those. It'd be great. So hopefully, if not, the developers might be considering it. Who knows?
You never know.
All right. Well, finally, I'm going to end things here with something that I've checked out called Invoice King Pro. And this is for the people in all of us that, you know, bill for their time. I use something called FreshBooks, which is an Intuit product, and I pay $40 a month for my billing for, you know, when I get to bill people or send invoices and things like that. And, you know, it's kind of a drag paying $40 a month for something for billing one person, but that's the way it is, I guess. So I found this. It just came out just a couple days ago. It's called Invoice King Pro, and it makes creating and sending invoices relatively easy straight out of WordPress. So you can set it up to where clients can log in as users, and they have kind of their own little back end where they can take a look at their invoice. They can take it as a PDF. So as you set it up, as you set clients up, you're also setting up your templates for your invoices as well. Now, I found those a little hard to set up, and I think that there's a reason for that, and that's because those templates are also sold by the developer for only $5 a piece. But the really cool ones the developer has kind of saved for, you know, and put on the premium shelf, so to speak.
Right.
However, here's what it does is you can set up your invoice. It looks really good on your site. It looks great in print. And when you send it via email, it does all of that right away. So you set it up in WordPress, click send, and it emails it over. When it is marked paid, or when it is paid, you can go into the system, mark it paid, and then it will email a paid receipt of the invoice straight over to your client. You can also leave specific notes on each invoice. So if there's any instructions, or if you want to leave kind of a statistics or reports or things like that in that little note area, you can certainly do it there. And it basically stores all of your client information and all the contact info and things like that right within WordPress. So I thought this was a really cool plugin. There's two things I did not see in here. I didn't see the ability to send an estimate, which would be great. And I did not see the ability to recur a particular invoice month after month, which would be great. And that's what I do with FreshBooks, and that's why I like it so much. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. So it's called Invoice King Pro. If you are, you know, and I joked, by the way, at WordPress Tavern about this. is, okay, can I set this up on my, each individual client's site or an API plugin that if they don't pay their bill, the website shuts itself down?
Yeah.
Maybe a little countdown timer.
Countdown timer. We need you to pay.
That's right. Or it all goes crumbling down. But Invoice King Pro gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, not something I think I'd ever use myself because I use WHMCS billing software for my billing.
Mm-hmm.
It harkens to the days when I did web hosting, but it tweaked over very nicely for doing just design and billing hourly. Plus, it allows for the advances they've made with the program allow for sending out estimates. And the best part to me was the integration of payment gateways.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get their invoice and they can go pay me right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's FreshBooks does that. I like it because it also has an iPhone app that lets me create an estimate or a bill on the fly. And I can hook Square into it as well.
Yeah.
And the other nice thing that it lets me do is, well, I forgot. it lets me do a lot more mobily than I would. You know,
a lot
than normal.
Even WHMCS does that, but although I still do most of mine in front of my computer. But yeah, it does look like it has promise, and it's probably a nice way for someone who's just starting out to be able to do their invoicing and billing.
So. Yeah, and it could be something that you don't have to use as you billing. Mm-hmm. You know, this could be something that you design for a client mm-hmm. that has infrequent billing or just wants to do a couple of things for billing, and it doesn't even have to be a design business. It could be anything.
All right, well, that's all we've got for you know. Again, hope everyone's enjoying the summer. It's turning out to be a fantastic summer up around here. Rather enjoying it, getting out, actually going out and doing some fishing. My God, you know.
Have you been? Well, what have you been catching?
I haven't caught anything yet, you know. I'm just going out there and throwing the rod in the water, spending some time with my dad. So,
nice.
You know, but we've got some nice lakes up here and nice weather this time of year. So, at any rate, last bit, don't forget, these are the plugins we covered in the show. First one I did was Navception. Put nav bars in nav bars, so improve your navigation menus. Gave it a nice 5 rating. Fluid notification bar, which is a notification bar that pops at the top of your website. This one here is in the low end at 2 rating. And Foobar Light Notification, which also has a premium version, give it a 3. Check that one out.
And I talked about CSV to Sort Table, which is a great implementation to create HTML tables that you can sort just by clicking on the headers. I gave that one a 5 out of 5. We talked about Lateral Press, which is kind of a dynamic flowing timeline plugin that can help you out with portfolios and such. We gave that one a 4 out of 5. And finally, we wrapped it up with Invoice King Pro, which helps let you send invoicing, PDFs, that kind of thing, bills and receipts to your clients or the clients of your client. And I gave that one a 4 out of 5.
And just the usual reminders, don't forget to drop in at iTunes. Give us a rating there. We'd greatly appreciate it. Check us out on Blueberry, VOA, or if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the bottom.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
You can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. WordPress emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can reach me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. Consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call. And you can read my column, The Daily Plugin, at wptavern.com. Or just look under other WordPress news in your WordPress dashboard.
And that's all we've got for you. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.